City of Denver's, they are announcing a new immigration policy. It's better. It's revised. It's new. It's gonna really hone in on a certain group of people. It's gonna really serve them well. The problem is that it only serves about 1,000 people, and Denver has been one of these virtue signaling blue sanctuary cities that said, "Come to Denver, come to Denver, come to Denver." Now officials in Denver are going to Texas to say, "Don't come to Denver, don't come to Denver, and if you do, here's the new deal." You'd be shocked at some of the details. Let's get into it. Here we go.
Protests and pushback against Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's plan for new immigrants. He outlined the changes last week. Now, previously, new arrivals in Denver could stay in shelters for 14 to 42 days, depending on whether they had children. Under his new plan, they'll only be allowed to stay for 24 to 72 hours. But there's also a new
hours. 1 day to 3 days. That's the new plan. No more 42 days. This is a better revised plan. We're going to be able to really focus on the 1,000 people that we're going to allow into this program. The rest of you, you guys are effed. Go back to wherever you came from.
Program for asylum seekers.
What this does is both make sure we serve the folks we have well, help them get connected to work, and have, we think, a model for other cities to replicate on how to serve even those folks with the most difficult path to get them into work authorization.
So the plan's not sitting well with...
It sounds great. But you got like 40,000 illegals in Denver, some crazy number. And so all the new people that come, the new newcomers that come, they're going to have no support, none. And Denver is one of the huge hubs in the United States. What's this going to do? It's going to send a whole bunch of people on to the streets, in my opinion.
Some local advocacy groups and some new immigrants. Denver 7's Sam Pena was at a protest today where many were voicing their concerns.
The people united will never be defeated.
Denver. Now that chant has to go. The people united will never be divided. I've been around too many chants, haven't I? Yeah. No, that's how that chant goes. The one she had.
Denver's new immigrant policy is the center of controversy. Last week, the city shortened the time people can stay at immigrant shelters from between 14 to 42 days to only 24 to 72 hours.
Yo creo que eso no es suficiente para que las personas puedan recibir una respuesta.
What?
It's a concern for Willie Bastidas, who migrated to Denver several months ago and organized this protest at the South Zunai shelter.
I just see them walking around, nowhere to go. It's frustrating.
Willie received...
I do not usually agree with the folks that are advocates for the illegals, but in this case, they're talking about facts and they're 100% correct. Everybody else is going, well, Mike Johnston said that it's going to work out great. It's going to be... The only thing it does... is it reduces the financial obligation Denver has to the illegals coming into their city. No, got a new plan. Can't help you out. Sorry. Go back to El Paso.
Help from Daniela Morales and her family, an immigrant family themselves providing food for the protesters out of their truck.
We want them to stay. We want them to have a nice life here.
The change by the city offers immigrants who arrived before April 10th a new six-month asylum seeker program as they wait for a work permit.
While others facing this crisis demonized our new arrivals or ran from the problem altogether, we did something different.
Mayor Johnston says the change will allow them to provide...
Unbelievable. This is literally his solution. You're going to cap out at 1,000 people. You've got 800 people in that system already. You got 200 more people, boom, program done. They're going to take care of those people for 6 months because it's a lot easier to take care of 1,000 people for 6 months in this limited deal than all these people coming in for 20 days, up to 42 days, whatever that number is. This is wild. It's virtue signaling at its best. And then all of a sudden, that's not going to work out. Yeah, not so much. No, not so much. Not so much.
provide more help, such as workforce training, food assistance, and of course, housing.
This decision on behalf of the mayor is like a slap in the face.
But V. Reeves with House Keys Action Network Denver says it's insufficient, since the six-month program is only available to 1,000 people already here.
We're preparing for thousands more folks on the streets.
Limiting resources for new families.
Contenta con la decisión para quedar aquí en Denver?
Sí.
For Denver 7, I'm Sam Pena.
Now, the city of Denver tells us in a statement today, Denver has never turned anyone away and never will. They say we must transition to a long-term model that serves those currently in our care in a much more substantial way than what has previously been offered.
But for the rest of you, you're effed. You are just squarely effed. There's no other way. Can't help you out. Can't help you out. 24 hours to 72 hours. 1 day to 3 days. That's all they're offering. These folks have come from who knows how far away, 11 countries away. They've made it all the way to Denver, you know, illegally crossing the border. And so now they roll into Denver. And so, and they're just going to get no support. They're going to be out on the streets in Denver, right? Because city officials, this is the new game plan that they've come up with. This statement right here, this is shocking. It's like Denver has never turned anyone away and never will. But where, once your program taps out at 1,000 people and after people have stayed in your shelters for 3 whole days, when they come into the country with no job and no money, probably owing a ton, if they aren't already paying off to the cartels, however they're doing that, where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? You virtue signaled that you're a big blue city and, oh, we love our fellow newcomers and we're going to take care of them. Yeah, take care of them. Has literally just ended. We must transition to a long-term model. Look at this. We're going to reimagine and we're going to rethink spending money on illegal immigrants because we're not doing that anymore. To a long-term model that serves those currently in our care, already in our care. We're just going to take care of them. That's what we're going to do. In our care in a much more substantial way. Use big words. Confuse the masses. Big words. Substantial way. Big. Than what has been previously offered. What does this statement mean? It means exactly what I just said, right? It's like, okay, is nobody seeing through this? I mean, what are you doing? And they're holding out this out as a model to other cities. It basically says, yeah, don't bring any illegals to our city. I know we said that, you know, we're, you know, sanctuary city, big blue city. I know we said that, but. The budget, you would not believe what it did to our budget. Therefore, we got to go with the newly revised program. And it's a lot smaller than the old one because smaller is cheaper. You didn't know. Denver is announcing its new immigration policy in Texas, too. If you come here, know what you're going to get. 24 to 40 to 72 hours and not much more than that. Not much more than that. Okay, so one of the fallouts that's going to happen is you're going to have a whole bunch of migrants still come to Denver because they're not getting a memo because they're not in contact with the shelter houses in El Paso, in wherever, you know, Denver is sending their fearless leaders. They're not in they're walking through the countryside. They're walking through Mexico right now. They're not dialing up. Hey, you got any room at your shelter? They're just coming, right? They're just coming. So now if they're going to get to Denver, 3 days in a shelter, they're going to go out in the streets. What are they going to do? They literally, I'm open to suggestions. And these articles have some, and you'll find those answers really interesting as well. Interesting/shocking. What's going on? Two city employees were sent to El Paso, Texas, Wednesday morning to let immigrants and local Texas nonprofits know that Denver isn't the city it was at the height of the migration influx. We have reimagined and we have rethought our position on sanctuary city status here in Denver. And this is what we came up with. Yeah, you guys can't come anymore. Yep. No, the inn is full. Nope. Yep. Can't spend any more money. Sorry, folks. We know your travails. We identify with you and we have great empathy for you. But yeah, we're not giving you any more money. We're not giving you any more whatever. We're not giving you more housing. Not giving you any more support. Those guys that got here before you, they're getting it all. Today, Mayor Mike Johnston announced the Denver Asylum Seeker Program, the city's new migrant response. The city is pivoting from its emergency sheltering system and focusing on providing new immigrants with housing, rent and food assistance, and job training for 6 months. It sounds great, doesn't it? Oh, this is better. This is good. The program will have a cap of 1,000 people and will start with those currently in the shelter system, which is around 800 people. Huh. And how many people are coming through Denver? How many thousands of people are coming through Denver? Yeah. Yeah. Being flown in on the CBP, One App, you name it. Being flown in, bussed in, Ubered in, across the border, all that good stuff, right? For those who arrive after April 10th, if the program doesn't have space, they will be placed into congregate shelter, basic, just huge shelter, for 20 to 3 days. From there, this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. From there, they'll be directed to outside services, meaning away. The city is no longer doing these services. Outside services. Okay, you guys got to go out there because in here we're tapped out and it's what we're doing. So outside services, what does that mean? All right, yeah. I mean, city's got to take care of it. They're the ones that virtue signaled, right? The NGOs can only do so much, and I'm not a fan of any of this because it's ridiculous. You shouldn't have done it in the beginning, right? You just shouldn't have done it. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. So you got directed to outside services, number one. Numero dos, since we're, you know, connected with relatives in Denver, if they have them, or given the opportunity, let's just focus on that. Connected with relatives in Denver, if they have them. If they had relatives in Denver, don't you think they'd be staying with them instead of in a congregate shelter? Yeah. Don't think too hard, because, you know, they want to break that brain action going on. So outside services, that's a no-go. That's not helpful. Connected with relatives, no, that's absolutely not. Or given the opportunity to move on to a new city. Now, when you own a business, one of the ways that you let somebody go is that you tell them that, you know what, it doesn't feel like this is a good fit. This isn't working out. Your employment with my firm, you know what, it is tenuous right now. And I feel like maybe you need to be released to a better opportunity where you can really flap your wings and really develop into the kind of employee that unfortunately this setting doesn't appear to be able to support you with. So I'm going to have to release you to a new opportunity to move on to a new city. That's literally what Denver is saying. So which of those three options, say you went through 11 countries, you rode on the beast train through Mexico, you made it through the Darien Gap. You know what I mean? Where 16 women a day are known to have been sexually assaulted throughout the month of February. That's 16. So you probably got about 50 every day that are just being taken a pound down against their will. You make it through all that and you get to downtown, you get to Denver, and these are your options. Yeah, we got nothing for you. Or, hey, you could go live with your family. Oh, you don't have any? Okay, yeah. Well, you got to go to another city. I mean, how much caring is that from a blue, big blue sanctuary city? Not much, not much. This is a large change from the costly emergency sheltering program. It is. With the change, Denver Human Services sent two employees to El Paso to speak with newcomers and nonprofits there about what coming to Denver will mean for them now. Well, it kind of sounds like it will mean they need to go elsewhere. That Denver is no longer welcoming. Am I missing something here? I don't think I am. John Ewing, a spokesperson for DHS, said the city workers were sent to El Paso to provide a personal touch and let people know that the program is not the same today as it was yesterday. Who is making this stuff up? I mean, it's fantastic, right? In the greater scheme of how ridiculous is this? How much of a shenanigan is this? Where did the empathy go? Where did it go? What happened? You guys were just, you know, on board with Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, DC, Seattle, Portland. Oh, we're on board. We have such great empathy. We don't want a family to come to Denver and think, okay, Denver is offering 6 weeks of shelter, Ewing said. We want them to know immediately. This is what the program is now. We find that it's best that people start planning ahead of time It's just making sure that everyone's on the same page. These are people that are absolutely scrambling through multiple countries, multiple borders, being set back, you know, hoping to make it into the United States. I mean, it is a massive push for these people. And I'm not saying what they're doing is right. I believe with border policy, you've got to have pushback. You've got to have the remain in Mexico. You've got to have all the things that we used to have before the current administration just basically unraveled all that. You've got to have kind of an orderly entrance into the United States if you qualify. But these folks, they don't have the ability to communicate other than basically the telephone game, which is, you know, somebody told it to somebody else and that information gets passed down. And that's how they get their information. They hear it on rumor. They hear it from, you know, their hometowns. I've heard that in Venezuela on the radio, they're literally saying how easy it is to get into the United States. Now, maybe they'll get the word out that Denver's no longer the, you know, sanctuary city that it once was. Ruben Garcia is the founder and executive director of Annunciation House. He said city employees in Chicago and New York have also gone down to Texas to help coordinate and also discourage people. What is this? This is rampant virtue signaling gone sideways, right? Is that not what it is? Is this not just shenanigans? What are you guys doing? You said everybody to come. The world's sending you their finest and best newcomers. Now you're getting them and you're like, oh, no. But if you have family, you're welcome to stay with. Yeah, no, you know what? They're basically saying, you know, in the beginning, we were doing everything in our power to be as helpful as possible. And now we feel all the resources that we're able to marshal are spent. We're not sure how much more we can offer you, Garcia said. That's 100% true. 100% true. It's like, it was good at the beginning. We felt good about ourselves, but geez, damn. Then we looked at the budget. Good Lord, those numbers are not good. So you guys can't stay with this anymore. I mean, outside services, family, go to another city. Those are your options. Garcia said he understands the tactic, but it's not going to stop people from heading to these cities. 100% agreed. Denver already has a massive homeless issue, right? It's going to make it better? I don't think so. Because, you know, limiting where people can stay for 3 days, these people don't have work permits and they're just coming in by the droves. How do you think that's going to work out? How do you think this is going to go? It's not good. We just don't want people arriving in Denver and having the wrong idea of what shelter services they're going to receive. And then that's screwing up their plans. Well, that's exactly what you're doing. Exactly what you're doing. Because you're never going to get the word out. Hey, you know, there isn't some bulletin you put out. Hey, don't come to Denver. We're never going to turn anyone away. But you are. You're limiting them to 3 days. And then you turn them away. You are turning them away. You are. But when it comes to what is actually being offered in the shelter program, that's just all it is. If you come here, know what you're going to get. Basically turning their backs on all the newcomers. Turning their backs. So Denver has assisted over 40,000 new immigrants, spending about $68 million mostly on shelter. The beginning of the migrant influx, the city was offering, that's not good, new immigrants in about 7 hotels. They've shut down most of those. They are doing this on purpose so that they don't have the availability for, and that's back when you had a shelter stay of 42 days for families. They don't want to be able to shelter the newcomers, the illegals. They don't want to be able to do that because then they're not in a position where they're obligated to spend all that money. When we saw this big budget bump, we said we have to change services. We have to figure out how we could reduce costs. I know. Don't service illegal immigrants anymore. Genius. Wow. That's something else. That is a game plan. I mean, you are on to something. You're on to something here. And just don't do anything. Don't spend any money. Don't give them any housing. Don't give them any food. Don't give them all these services. Just give that 800. It's going to become 1,000 real quick. Yeah, the change is a large concern for nonprofits who believe the program will exacerbate homelessness. 100%. I mean, folks at El Paso are being put on a bus to Denver, not because they want to come to Denver, know about Denver, or have networks here, but because someone's putting them on a bus because it's the cheapest bus ticket and the shortest stop, Johnston said. They're looking for opportunity wherever it is. That is correct. That is absolutely true. But I think most folks have an idea, okay, there's already a community in Denver, and Denver has virtue signaled that they're going to take care of us. So why wouldn't we go to Denver? So now Denver is literally turning their backs on the migrants. I mean, where is the empathy? Where is the compassion for humanity? All this virtue signaling has just absolutely gone sideways. What happened? Budget deficit happened. That's what happened. I was watching Nate the Lawyer. He's a black dude with kind of dreads, and he was going through the Tiffany Henyard. He was going through that just absolute debacle. She is our mayor from Dalton. She's also a supervisor. She makes almost $300K a year. I almost said month. God, that would be a disaster, wouldn't it? But city of Dalton, somewhere between like 7 million for a small town, like 7 million in the hole because of her spending. Should be an interesting way to see how that goes. All right, here's our second article. Denver makes major shift in migrant response by extending support to 6 months, but limiting spaces. Oh, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make a longer-term commitment. It's going to have all these services. We're going to have wraparound. We're going to have reach around. We're going to have circle you-know-what. I mean, we've just got it all coming for you guys here in Denver. So the kicker is, yeah, we're limiting it to 1,000 people, and there's already 800 in the program, so sorry you didn't make it here in time. Bummer, but if you got family, hey, go stay with them. Or, you know what? You know what? San Francisco's taking some. Yeah, it's a long bus ride, isn't it? Yeah, it's far. It's West Coast. Yeah. Or Chicago. Yeah, that's another long bus ride. But hey, what are you going to do? We don't have support for you. I know we once said that we did. All right. There was a couple of things in this article that I wanted to touch on. The big kicker in all of this is that, you know, they're waiting for work permits before they can get work. But how much work is out there, right? It's like the entry-level housing where all these folks are going to stay. How much housing is out there? Where are they going to go? Where are they going to stay? They're going to compete with Denver's existing homelessness, you know, issue, homeless folks, right? How's that all going to work out? I can't imagine it's all that great. We're going to share this playbook with all the cities around the country. We think we'll have cracked the code on how to help people, Johnston said. Well, you're helping all the people that you're turning away, that you're expecting to live with family, that you're basically shooing away. So where within that statement do the illegals, what do they do that you at one time said, hey, come on in? We're going to share this playbook with all cities around the country. We think we have now cracked the code. Which code is that? Which code? How to help people code? I don't think so. This is the polar opposite of that. This is the opposite of that. Because when, you know, the floodgate opens on the newcomers coming to town, and I know that term probably annoys you. It annoys me as well. It's, let's call it what it is, illegals, right? When a flood of illegals come to town, where are they going to go? They are not going to stop just going to Denver because you said, hey guys, yeah, ixnay on the, you know, coming to Denver deal. Don't come to Denver. It's all good though. It's all good. You can stay with relatives. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There might be a service or two out there that'll, you know, get you an apple, you know, get a bottle of water so that you can walk to Chicago. This is just absolutely stunning from the standpoint of this is, you heard how they spun it. And if you didn't do a little bit of a deep dive into this, you'd go, oh, okay. I mean, yeah, all right. But then when you really look at it, you're like, holy smokes, this is really an about face. And that's what it is, right? It's virtue signaling at its best. It's an about face. It's a complete rethinking and reimagining the whole concept of helping people, because at some point in time within this program, you are not helping people. Well, Sean, that's because we have to focus on the 1,000 people. You're Denver. You're a lot bigger. You can help a lot more than 1,000 people, but you don't want to because of money. That's what it comes down to. Dinero. Yeah, dinero. How about the podcast I did yesterday where the illegal used a translation app on his phone to say, poner el dinero en la bolsa to the bank teller. Didn't even have a gun, had nothing. It's just like he's talking into his phone. And then he holds it out to the bank teller, put the money in the bag, tries to rob a bank that way. That one will be coming out. It's just, It's mind-blowing that this kind of stuff is going on. It's just, it's shenanigans 101, right? I mean, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do that. Oh, we're going to virtue signal that. Oh, that's not working out. No can do. Let's revise and rethink that whole thing. And that's where Denver sits. So Denver sharing how to crack the code on how to help people, how do you think that's going to go? How does that appear to help these folks? If you're, you know, from a pure humanitarian standpoint, say you got 5,000 people that just rush Denver in, say, the second half of April. Well, what are they going to do? They're just going to meander around town. They're going to scramble. And you've just set them up for failure, right? They're going to panhandle. They're going to go wash, you know, windshields, do the squeegee deal. They're going to do that. So, you know, from that standpoint, this really isn't helping anybody in the city. You know, if you build it, they will come. That's what you've done. And they are coming. And now you're like, oh, no, don't come. Don't come to Denver. God, we don't have room for you. Well, that's what Denver is doing. Crazy scenario, but is it surprising? Absolutely not. This is standard. This is standard virtue signaling, sanctuary city playbook. Oh, God, these ideas, they were great at the beginning. But now that we're actually having to pay the Pied Piper, this isn't going to work. Thanks so much for watching this episode. Love to have you as a subscriber. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two videos Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Thanks again for watching. I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Bye for now.